Today, President Bush sent Congress a request for more than $2.5 trillion for fiscal year 2006. It's the most austere budget proposal of his presidency. It calls for cuts in 150 federal programs, but it includes a nearly 5% increase in defense spending, and that's without the cost of U.S. military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. From the Pentagon, here's NPR's Vicki O'Hara.
The president's budget plan calls for some $420 billion for defense. That's an increase of almost 5% over 2005, but a smaller increase than the administration had planned for previously. The budget document rolls back or delays the procurement of some big-ticket aircraft and ships in favor of reshaping the military to fight the war on terrorism. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told reporters at the Pentagon that U.S. priorities changed after September 11th, 2001.
As a nation at war, an overriding priority must be to ensure that commanders have the troops and the equipment that they need to prevail in the global struggle against extremism. At the same time, we have to prepare for future threats, both conventional and asymmetric, and continue to reform the defense establishment accordingly. We must take care of our troops by ensuring that they and their families receive the support they need in recognition of their sacrifices and their service to our country.
Indeed, many of the increases in this budget are aimed at retooling U.S. ground forces to make them more flexible in the way they're deployed. The Pentagon is moving away from reliance on air superiority and high technology in favor of more highly trained boots on the ground. Vice Admiral Robert Willard, Director of Force Restructures, explains the concept.
We're departing from the division-centric army of old, and instead we're transitioning to a brigade combat team concept for the Army that's going to be much more rapidly deployable and much more agile, and frankly has a strong part to play in current operations as well as our concepts for the future.
The budget includes various enticements to encourage people to join the military and to stay. Military pay would go up 3.5%. Housing allowances also would be higher. And the National Guard and Reserves would get better health and education benefits. Democrats in Congress complain that the budget does not include the costs of the military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Secretary Rumsfeld says that's because of the 2.5-year planning cycle for the Pentagon budget.
There's no way in the world anybody, a family, a business, this government, can plan that way, that well, over that long a period of time. It's just not possible. So what do? You have supplementals for those things that are of an emergency nature.
Some Democrats on Capitol Hill say they don't buy that argument, but just as controversial are the proposed cuts in high-profile defense programs, which would hurt jobs in both Democratic and Republican constituencies. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News at the Pentagon.